Jewish and Joyful, helping you live a better and happier life.
Welcome to Jewish and Joyful Podcast. Thank you so much for having me. I would like to share with you a quick thought about how important it is in the power of being besimcha, of being happy. We know the first word that we say in the morning is Modeh Ani Lefanecha. Why did we start the first word of the morning, our whole day, the whole 24 hours, with the word Modeh? The word Modeh means to thank Hashem. The first word that we say in the morning is thank you, Hashem. Why is it that the Chachamim and the Shulchan Aruch made it that the first word is to thank Hashem? The answer is, Abotai, if a person wants to have an awesome day, if a person wants to appreciate how awesome his day is and how much beracha, how much blessings Hashem gives a person, he first has to understand the importance of saying thank you. The more we say thank you, the more we recognize how much Hashem has already given us and how much Hashem currently is giving us. A person who lacks the ability to thank Hashem is not going to be a happy person, because he thinks he's not getting what he needs. He thinks Hashem is not doing good for him, chas v'shalom. But if you learn the ability to thank Hashem, if you learn the talent and the trade to learn how to say thank you and be besimcha, that will make a person a lot more energetic about serving Hashem. Hashem gives us so much beracha throughout the day, but how many of us really appreciate the bracha that Hashem gives us? That's why right away in the morning we start with the word Modeh. First thing in the morning is you want to serve Hashem properly. Learn how to thank Hashem. Abotai, thanking Hashem is already coming out of our ears, that whole topic. Thank Hashem, thank Hashem. But if you go through the Sfarim HaKadoshim, if you go through the holy books, all tzaddikim were happy people. All tzaddikim always thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what situation they went in. They were such strong tzaddikim, such righteous people. They always, always thanked Hashem. A person that truly loves Hashem knows how to thank Hashem. The Chachamim tell us a person needs to have Ahavat Hashem and Yirat Shemayim at the same time. Fearing Hashem without loving Hashem is not real fear. And saying that you love Hashem without fearing Hashem is not real love. All the tzaddikim in the world that we know of loved Hashem tremendously and always thanked Hashem, but that came with extreme fear of Hashem, of Yirat Shemayim. The more you recognize that Hashem is in front of you, the more you want to thank Him. The less you recognize Hashem is there, the less you think you need to thank Him. That's why thanking Hashem is important. Besides that you want to say thank you, it would also build your Yirat Shemayim. It will also build the awareness that Hashem is really there. Because when you think of Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly, you remind yourself that He's there. The Gemara in Menachos tells us that David HaMelech at his time, King David HaMelech, he had a tremendous plague in the country. And at least 100 men died from this disease every single day. Now David HaMelech, the Gdol Hador, wanted to stop this. Him as the biggest rabbi of generation. He said, listen, I can't let 100 men die a day. We have to stop this. Why is Hashem doing this? See, he got together all his advisors. Like, can you imagine David HaMelech sitting at the front of the table in the palace in Yerushalayim? And then you have all the Chachamim, the greatest minds, the most righteous people at the time, all sitting together around the table, trying to decide, how can we take away this bad disease, this curse, this plague that's hitting the Jewish people, that's killing people? They come out of the meeting. What did they decide? They decide we have to thank Hashem more. We have to make more berachot, more blessings every single day. And from there we have the halacha that a person has to make at least 100 berachot b'chol yom, 100 blessings every single day. David HaMelech made a decision. The reason why the disease is happening is because we're not blessing Hashem enough. We're not thanking Him enough. Because if we will thank Him enough, we will recognize how much He's with us. And if you recognize how much He's with you, that will bring Yirat Shamayim, and that will lead to more mitzvot and less sin, and that will lead to happiness, to Simchat HaChaim. Rabotai, David HaMelech, who knew everything, what does he come out of the meeting? We need to thank Hashem more. We need more berachot. And that will bring blessings, and that will stop the curses. So the first word of the morning is Modeh, to thank Hashem. Thanking Hashem is extremely important. The foundation of Judaism is to thank Hashem and be besimcha and be happy through thanking Hashem.
Hi everybody, it's Arya Fingerer, and welcome back to the Jewish and Joyful Podcast. We have many more incredible guests and content coming soon, so please follow and subscribe for more. Our podcast is available on all streaming platforms. I'd like to thank Ara and Mishnah Berurah for the revolutionary project that changed the world, the Hebrew English Mishnah Berurah, and to receive brief inspiration and beautiful Dvar Torah Sherei Shabbos, they will subscribe to Parsha Knowledge by emailing parshaknowledge@gmail.com, or you can visit parshaknowledge.com. For more information, please see the show notes. So thank you for listening, and have an amazing day.